morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's a great honor for me to be here and speak to you, and therefore I thank the panel for inviting me. So I would like to share with you some insight in the challenges aviation industry is facing and how we jointly with academia trying to solve these issues. So I think like most of you, I traveled here by airplane because today it's the most convenient and most reliable travel on a longer distance. So in a more global way, I could say that air travel is a unique form for bringing people from different cultures and business physically together. In this respect, aviation is essential for the evolution and development of the global society and world economy. So what I would like to share with you first is how aviation has developed over the last 14 more years. What we can see here is a graph about the volume of air travel since 1970s. So what we can see is, despite all the crises in between, we had a continuous growth of 5% per year. In other words, every 15 years, air travel is doubling. So this trend is even forecasted by different market forecasts for the next 15 years. So that means for us that instead of 3 billion people, which are transported every year, we will have to transport 6 billion people. You can imagine that for the entire aviation industry, that's a tremendous challenge. First of all, we have to address to increase the capacity and replace old aircraft, meaning we have to deliver some 32,000 new aircraft in the next 20 years. Second, we have to find solutions to avoid congestions at the airports, in the air, by new means of air traffic management or bigger aircraft. And third, and more importantly, we have to minimize the impact of aviation on the environment. And here I can proudly say that over the last 50 years since the arrival of the first jet aircraft for air transport, the industry has challenged itself a lot, and we have permanently introduced new technological solutions and innovations to make our aircraft more efficient and less polluting the environment. So we can see that we have in this time reduced the fuel burn and by this the CO2 emissions by 70% and even the noise by 90%. So that's a lot, and we are quite proud of this achievement. However, for the future, we need more. And the European aeronautic industry has committed itself for achieving a further 75% CO2 reduction up to 2050, and as well further reductions on noise. So that's a very tremendous challenge, and how can we achieve this? So we need really step changes then in technologies to make it happen. We need new solutions for the airframe, for the aerodynamics, and for the engines, and a better management of the traffic and the energy. So fortunately, innovation is even accelerating because of scientific results we can see in nanotechnologies, biotechnologies, information technologies, and even cognitive science. The interest and the challenge for us is to bring this together with a good aircraft design so that we can, at the end, achieve this progress. The way we have proven it can be done is by close collaboration between academia, industry, and research establishments, and our partners from the supply industry. In Airbus, we have a long track record for more than 30 years of working in collaborative research projects on national and even European level. And out of this long collaboration, we have built around us a very strong research ecosystem. And now we are expanding even globally. A good example of this collaboration is our European Clean Sky project. It's running for many, many years, and here more than 600 partners are working together, including 150 universities, addressing the challenges of civil aviation and working jointly on the solutions. And the span of this project is very wide, starting from really scientific research in a wide field of activities, and coming then at the end to big demonstrators like such one as the Blade A340 you can see. This one is an aircraft, a test aircraft from Airbus, where we are just converting it, cutting off the outer wings, putting in new wings, which have a complete new aerodynamic design, translating into a fuel saving of maybe 8%, and as well by this on saving of emissions. So fuel savings, and by this emission savings and more environmental friendly design, can as well be achieved by reducing the weight of the aircraft. And here we are working on different fields. One is, of course, the materials. And at the moment, carbon fiber composites are the reference for lightweight aeronautic structures. And our people together with the research labs are working on making this material even stronger or even integrating new functionalities in this material so that we can even talk about smart materials. And smart materials will allow us and our engineers to make the structures in the future even lighter and giving it more tolerance against damages, making it even safe healing like our skin is. What we can see as well, that in the future we will have more electronics and computing in the aircraft. Computing chips will be more or less everywhere in the future. And the question is, how can we integrate this with not increasing the weight? And one solution is here on the left side, where you can see, I think this is very early phases, where we've learned from our colleagues in the laboratories that it might be feasible that we can print electrical networks and even electronic circuits on the wall inside the fuselage, and by this eliminating hundreds of kilometers of wires and a lot of black boxes. So in doing this by a robot, as shown here, they save us a lot of time and as well weight and cost. In the middle we see 3D printing or additive manufacturing, which is now spread everywhere in the industry. And this will be really a revolution in the manufacturing for the future. This technology gives us an opportunity to design our structures more following the principle of the nature and really optimizing then the weight and then the stiffness, the strength of the structure. We are just starting with small parts, introducing it just now in our aircrafts, but in the long run we might end up producing fuselages, as you can see here, built on the bionic principles, very light, very strong, and built in one way, one go, with a 3D printing machine. A few words on fuel. So today our aircraft are relying on fossil fuels, the kerosene. So we all know that these resources are limited, and further by using these resources we are impacting the environment. The question is now, what alternatives do we have? What type of ecological, reasonable and renewable energy we can use in the future? So biofuels used from living things or the waste they are producing seems to be an option. So there are 200,000 of algal species which are target now for aeronautic fuel research. If you take some species of them, put them in salt water, give them light and some carbon out of the air, they are starting to grow and producing a type of a biomass plant, which then can be translated into biofuel. So we have already tested these fuels in flight. It's workable with our existing engines, and it's even better for the environment as before. And the nice thing is, it is really then circulating the emission and not producing more CO2 in the atmosphere. Even when biofuels will become available in higher quantities, it will be more expensive than our existing fuels. So therefore, the pressure on us to further reduce the efficiency of our aircraft in terms of fuel burn is increasing. So this can only be achieved if we work even harder on aerodynamics, on structure, weight savings, and on the propulsion system, the engines. And what we can see nowadays is that new engine concepts are emerging, which then forces us to find new ways of integrating them in the airframe. And by doing so, we open the design space for our engineers to come up to new, even more efficient configurations. Some of them you can see here. The one I wanted to highlight is what we call hybrid propulsion on the right, where you can see one engine embedded in the rear part of the fuselage, very safe, which generates electricity, which then drives some electrical fans distributed over the wing, which then even positively interfere with the aerodynamics. And we will have as well a buffer battery in between. This concept is promising us some further fuel efficiency increase by 25% or even more. However, at the moment, it is at the very early beginning, and there's a lot of research ongoing to make this happen. For example, to find electrical motors which can be operated reasonably under superconductivity conditions. An aircraft might look like this one. So before this comes reality, it will take another 10 to 20 years. Our vision at Airbus goes even beyond that. So we are thinking about the long run in the future. And in order to make it visible and to cheering up some people for this fascinating of the future, we have produced a video called The Future of Flight. And I will share with you only a very short sequence out of it.
Will we still be stuck on gridlocked roads? Or will we finally opt for the third dimension? Vertical takeoff would be one way of gaining space in cities. We might even have flying aircraft carriers for our long-haul flights. Will we want to reach our destination in less than 3 hours? Whatever the distance. Or simply decide to take our time and enjoy the comfort on board.
Agree that some of this is very futuristic and not sure if we will see flying aircraft carriers in 20 or 30 years. Mm-hmm. However, the aim of this is to inspire the younger generation, to really spread the fascination of flying among the younger generation so that we already then make them curious for the challenges of the industry and then help us in the future to solve them. Second, we want to inspire the students, the researchers, our engineers, to dream of the future and to think out of the box so that we get the big changes we need to make our world better, to make it connected, more sustainable, and really then protect the environment even more than today. Thank you.